Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome into the JetCast today here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I'm Jackson Schneider with you once again, and this is episode 167 of our show, and it's coming to you on a Friday afternoon, so I hope this Friday finds you well. I hope you get ready for a long, fun weekend to spend some time with family and enjoy some Jets athletics, perhaps, but today, it's a little shorter of a show. Just one interview for you, one real segment of our show, but it is a very worthwhile interview. We've talked with the director of bowling here at Newman and Billy Murphy multiple times this year, but this is one of my favorite of those discussions, just because of what has taken place in the Newman bowling program over the last week or so. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we were at the selection show for the Newman women's team as they made their first ever appearance in the NCAA tournament. Well, today we're going to recap that with Billy Murphy and talk about the progress of his program, some of the standout performers, how it can carry them forward, because their season is not over yet. A lot of sports, you have your NCAA tournament and your season is over. That's not the case here, as both the Jet bowling teams have actually qualified for next week's ITC Nationals as well. And so the Jet women and the Jet men will compete next week. But we'll recap the women at the NCAA tournament last week with their win in the opening round over Wichita State, talk about kind of the momentum and the trajectory that the program is in. And then we'll look ahead as well to next week up in Green Bay, Wisconsin at those ITC Nationals, both for the men and for the women. So again, little bit of a shorter show for you today, but that's okay. It's not always the longest shows that are the best. Sometimes the short ones are just as good with the quality of the interview that you have. But we are going to start today with a look at the athletic calendar for this weekend. And again, today is April the 10th, Friday coming at you for a busy weekend. Jet baseball got their weekend started actually Thursday afternoon as they fell at Central Oklahoma 5-2. And as this episode is being released, game two of that series is underway from Edmond, Oklahoma as well. And you can follow along, as always, on the MIAA network. They'll also be in action on Saturday at noon, as well on the baseball side down in Edmond. Our softball program will be back at home celebrating Senior Day in their final home doubleheader of the season at 1:00 and 3:00 Saturday afternoon at NU Softball Field. They will be hosting the Washburn Ichabods. And if you remember, last week was a great week for Jets softball as they swept the Missouri Western Griffins for the first time in program history, got on a little three-game win streak, picked some momentum up, continuing to move in the right direction under first-year head coach Brittany Henning. Well, you can get one more chance to go catch them in action here at home in Wichita. And again, it's Saturday at 1:00 and 3:00 against Washburn at NU Softball Field. Also, Saturday afternoon up in Maryville, Missouri, both the men's and women's tennis teams for the Jets will head up to take on Northwest Missouri State and the longtime head coach of the Bearcats in Mark Rosewell on Saturday afternoon. And then on Sunday, the women's tennis team will take on Missouri Western in St. Joseph, at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and the women or in the men's team, excuse me, will head up to Omaha, Nebraska, and they will meet Augustana at 11 a.m. up in Omaha. So they'll go up to Maryville together, but then branch off from there. And you can always follow along to those results on the Newman Jets app, as well as on Newman Jets social media. And into next week, men's golf will be in action for 3 days in Jefferson City, Missouri, at the MIAA Conference Championship. They'll compete again Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in Jefferson City. On Tuesday, the 14th next week, Jet Baseball is on the road for a midweek conference matchup at Missouri Southern. That game will be at 3 o'clock, and it will be broadcast on the MIAA network as well. And then on Wednesday next week, as promised, as we will discuss here in just a little bit with Director of Bowling Billy Murphy, men's and women's bowling will head to Green Bay, Wisconsin to compete in the ITC Nationals, again beginning on Wednesday. But that's a look at the upcoming week in Newman Jets athletics. As always, if you want to check out the full composite schedule, go to newmanjets.com/calendar, and you can also download the Newman Jets app. Now, let's go and take our first break. When we come back here on the JetCast, we will visit with the Director of Bowling here at Newman and my good friend, Billy Murphy. That's next here on episode 167 of the JetCast.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider, pleased to be joined over the phone by the Director of Bowling here at Newman University and my good friend Billy Murphy, fresh off of a historic week in Jet bowling history, the women competing in their first ever NCAA tournament. Coach, you come away not only with that accolade, but with your first win and just an incredible showing from this group on a national stage. I know that your group was confident in their ability to go compete with some of the best, and they certainly showed that even in losses. We're competitive with some of the best teams in the country last week down in Arlington.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was a great experience. It's experience for the future. Getting a win versus a very talented Wichita State team to get started, and then really just losing a couple close matches that could have gone either way, just kind of showed, I think, not only the ladies, but the other teams that our team is pretty competitive at that national level. So a lot of good things from last week.
Absolutely. And, you know, not only do you have a great showing there in the NCAA tournament, but you're not done yet. You know, many sports, you would compete in the NCAA tournament and your season would come to a close, but your team gets to go and compete in another national tournament coming up this next week as well at the ITC Nationals in Green Bay. So how does the showing in Arlington help build momentum towards the ITC?
Well, I think big picture, we got matches in. You know, our men's team also has qualified for the national championship. They haven't competed for over 30 days, where our women have got a couple weeks of bowling with the conference championship and then going to the national tournament on the NCAA side. It has helped keep them fresh and competing and getting matches in against high-level competition should only help them going into next week.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about this girls group specifically because of the momentum, like you kind of mentioned, for the program with such a young group, it feels like that experience is so valuable, and especially for them to show as well as they did and succeed, you know, to have so many young girls that can, you know, come back and build on this for two or three more years. That has to be so exciting for you and the visions of bigger things down the line for this program.
Yeah, it is. You know, you don't know exactly how each year is going to go. And, you know, as young as we are, I'm not sure that I would have had this picture drawn up at the beginning of the year, but the group just bought in early to what we were doing. The players that have been here for the past, you know, that were sophomores, junior, senior, you know, our former assistant coach, Coach Bandy, had done such a good job of developing that group. And that group just kind of passed down how we like to do things to the freshman group. So we got good very quick, and they just kind of used that momentum to go through the year. Getting to be a part of the postseason is an incredible thing for next year, because I think it does bring confidence to the ladies. You know, if they had any doubts whether they could compete at the top NCAA level, I don't think they have those doubts anymore. I think next year will be an incredible year for the ladies. You know, we're bringing in a couple freshmen, and who knows what that group is going to look like ultimately, but the main core group that's coming back for next year is going to be ready to do some good things.
Absolutely. And one of those that may be kind of a key cog for a couple of years to come now is newly tabbed an All-American honorable mention. She was the freshman of the year in the GLVC. Claire Jacobson continues to do great things and help to lead your team as just a freshman. How have you seen her grow throughout the course of this year and, you know, not just be a strong player on the lane, but kind of be a leader for your group as well, especially as just a freshman?
Yeah, I think she'll grow into all of that. I think she had a really solid year. I think she's just scraping the outside of what she can do long term. So she's gonna continue to get better, continue to grow. I would also tell you, from a team aspect, Claire had a great year, but we had other players this year that stepped up, especially at the end of the season. You know, Cassidy Miller, a senior who had knee surgery after the season last year and didn't really get the ball a whole lot in the first half. She was incredible the second half of the season. Peyton Crumley had a huge jump in her data from last year and was a really, really good leadoff player for us. You know, I can go down the line and talk about how much better these young ladies were from a year ago. So I think it says a lot about our program, but it also says a lot about our ladies' work ethic and how they were trying to grow and get better as well.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because though Claire kind of got some of the bigger maybe accolades here lately, you know, it's a team sport, right? You know, a lot of people think of bowling and they don't maybe take into account the team aspect of it, but it was such a solid team effort here and has become that for your group over the last several weeks. How have you seen this group kind of come together? You know, in my short conversation a couple of weeks ago after the selection show with Claire and with Cassidy, they were so adamant that this group just had great chemistry and that they picked each other up in tough moments and encouraged each other. From a coach's perspective, how have you seen that chemistry with this group continue to build and, you know, build that confidence in themselves and in the team as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, it's just gotten better as the year has gone on. And they continue to get better every day in practice. They're working hard this week to get ready for next week. But I just think we've got a really good group of student athletes that want to accomplish things. And so they have, you know, in a lot of cases, you know, it's team first. And that mentality, if you can have that mentality, you can accomplish anything. And that's kind of, you know, one of the goals of our program is, you know, if we have that good chemistry, good things are going to happen. And this year, both on the women's side and the men's side, have been a wonderful example of what the power of good people and good chemistry can achieve.
Well, I want to as well switch gears to the men, because you mentioned a little bit ago how they've qualified for the ITC National as well, and they'll be competing this next week alongside your women's team up in Green Bay. But again, they've been off for almost an entire month since the sectionals, where they finished in second place. So how have they been trying to stay sharp? I know you mentioned they haven't really been playing in matches lately, but I know they've been working and developing still to get ready for that challenge. But seems like that's maybe a little bit more of a tough, you know, layoff before your big national tournament.
Yeah, it is a long layoff, but our guys have done a pretty good job. They've been bowling tournaments with the guys. They can go out and bowl events on the weekend, so they've been doing a little bit of that. And we've tried to keep it pretty relaxed and just kind of let them working on what they want to work on during the week. So I would tell you it is a long stretch, and keeping everyone engaged sometimes is a struggle, but this group is pretty focused on what their goals are and what they want to accomplish. So it's been a good month, but they're ready to go out and bowl against somebody else besides their teammates. So I know they're ready to go as well.
Do you feel like with that layoff, obviously they're going to be motivated and sharp and ready to go, but can the team maybe be too eager after a long layoff like that? Is there a way to kind of keep them in the right headspace where they're not too amped up and ready to get back to it?
Yeah, I mean, you could get that. I don't think we'll have that problem with this group. This group is, I would tell you, they're pretty laid back. They kind of take things how it comes to them, and then handle them in a positive way. So I don't think I'm too worried about that with this group. There have probably been groups in the past that maybe I was worried about that. But I think these guys are just together and they're ready to get out there and do some good things next week.
Awesome. Well, I do want to ask you, kind of circling back to the women's side and the success of your group in Arlington, but also Wichita State, you know, coming out of that bracket from the backside after you guys beat them in the opening round, they end up making their way to the Final Four. And we know Wichita State is just such a solid program alongside you here at Newman. How do you feel like this last week or so has kind of grown the reputation of bowling here in Wichita? Because I know a lot of people here in Wichita and around Wichita know how strong the bowling is here and how this could be such a big hub for the sport, but the success of not only you at Newman, but also now Wichita State kind of helping to elevate that.
Yeah, you know, Wichita has been good for a long period of time. So the bowling reputation here is pretty fantastic, not only in the city, but also at the national level. And us making it to the national tournament only adds to that reputation of our city. I think it's pretty cool that two teams from the same city are, you know, got to go to a national tournament and compete at a high level. You just don't find that very often in sports. And especially in the bowling world, you know, there's good teams all over the place, but, you know, rarely in our sport are there two national high-level competitive teams from the same city. So it's pretty cool, and we're excited about it and just looking forward to great things to come.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking with the director of bowling here at Newman University in Billy Murphy. And Coach, I know you don't want to talk about you all that much ever when I bring these things up, but you were named the D2 National Bowling Coach of the Year, and just an incredible accolade to earn. Tell me a little bit about what that means to you and kind of the just the cherry on top of what seems like it's been an award-filled year for you here, you know, and with the other accolades that you received a few months ago as well.
Yeah, I mean, it is cool. I think it reflects a couple things. I think it, you know, that award is voted on by your peers, by other coaches. So, you know, it shows that the other coaches respect what you're doing. They respect your program. But coaches get awards like that because their players have done great things. And so it truly is an award that is a reflection of your group and the hard work that they have put in. And I told them that last night when all this went down. Coaches don't receive things like that without their players being a huge, huge part of that. So a lot of that success is due to our kids and their hard work and all the things that they do. So while I think it's great, it really gets back to, it's really a team thing for me. This whole journey is about our kids and how hard they work. And it's been really cool to see them get the things that we've been getting this year. So pretty exciting.
Absolutely. I think it's awesome. And it makes me smile because knowing you as a person away from the coaching most of the time, seeing those things, it just makes me happy knowing you're such a great guy. I'm proud to call you a friend, and it's just such a fun thing to see, and you're a very deserving coach. So, again, congratulations. But I wanted to wrap up our chat by kind of asking, you know, what's next? Because obviously you've got ITC Nationals coming up this next week in Green Bay with both teams. But then, you know, what's next? Like, what do you do after that? Because it seems like you've been go, go, go for the last 6-8 months, right?
Yeah, well, you know, after the season's over, you know, we'll sit down and we'll talk with our players and we'll kind of put a plan together for next season. The recruiting is all done for next year, so that's exciting. And somewhere in there's going to be a vacation, but it probably won't be for another month or so. There's still a lot of work behind the scenes to get done for next season. But we'll worry about all that after the Nationals, and hopefully we'll come back with a trophy or two and have a nice celebration for these athletes that have worked so hard.
Absolutely. And I need to get you all healed up, because once you do have some time to relax a little bit, we got to get you out on the golf course. You and
yeah,
I've been talking about it for a while. This summer, I'm serious. We got to get out there.
Yep, let's do it. I'm all for that.
Awesome. Well, Coach, again, I appreciate the time. Congratulations on the run in the NCAAs, and best of luck at ITC next week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jackson. I appreciate it.
That's Billy Murphy, Director of Bowling here at Newman University. We'll take a break and be back to wrap up the JetCast right after this.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ah, what am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Wrapping up an abbreviated edition of the JetCast here today on the Newman Jets Audio Network, I'm Jackson Schneider. Again, thanks as always to my good friend Billy Murphy, the newly crowned Division II NCAA Bowling Coach of the Year after leading the Jets to their first ever women's NCAA tournament berth and their first ever NCAA tournament victory last week down in Arlington. I also want to give a big shout out as well to freshman Claire Jacobson, who was tabbed as an honorable mention All-American for the Jet bowling team, as well as she continues to be a huge piece to build on for this program that, again, is a very young team. Just one senior on the Jet women's bowling team, and that is Cassidy Miller. But again, Claire Jacobson, the freshman from New Prague, Minnesota, crowned as not only the GLVC Freshman of the Year, but an All-American Honorable Mention. So some great accolades this week for Jets bowling, Jets women's bowling. And again, they will head up to Green Bay, Wisconsin next week, starting on Wednesday, and competing in the ITC Nationals as well. So Jet women continuing right on rolling, just a short turnaround after about a week off. And while the men, like we talked about with Coach Murphy, they've been off for almost a month, so they'll be itching to get back to action. We'll talk about that and how it goes next week on our show. Keep you updated on all things there. But as always, if you want to keep up on the latest in Jets athletics, you can download the Newman Jets app today, free for Apple and Android users, with recaps, previews, live stats, live audio, links to the video broadcast as well on the MIAA network. It's all right there in the Newman Jets app. But again, that's going to do it for our abbreviated edition of the JetCast today. Thanks as always to you, our listeners, for tuning in. We'll be back next week with a whole lot more here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets audio network.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Hi friends, Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.